Chapter 8, Turning Off Your Mind in Nature. After you have connected with the land, the next step of the heart walk is to get out of your mind. Getting out of your mind allows the space to get into your senses. From your senses, you are then able to tap into the spiritual world beyond the one we normally know. The Buddhists call this a state of no mind. In the current way our modern society operates, a lot of attention is placed on the mind, on thinking and on rationalizing. And there is nothing wrong with this. However, to enter the spiritual dimensions and connect and listen to the wisdom within nature, it is important to bypass the mind. The reason is because the mind drowns out the subtle voice within your heart and the subtle messages nature is trying to give us at every moment in time. So the first step is to become aware of the voice within your head. Simply close your eyes and become aware of the little voice within your head. For example, right now it might be saying, little voice? What little voice? I don't have a little voice. Well, that is the little voice. As you become aware of the constant chatter it makes, also become aware of the pace and tempo that it talks at, whether it is fast or slow. Also start to become aware of the tone it speaks at, whether it is high-pitched or low-pitched. Also start to notice the volume it speaks at, whether it is loud or soft, as well as the types of words that it uses. Simply become aware of the little voice within your mind. Just spend some time being with the little voice within your mind. However, once you become aware of the little voice within your mind, rather than getting locked into what it is saying, instead start to treat it like a little child that is wanting your attention. As you separate yourself from what the voice within your head is saying by treating it like a little child, simply say to it, "Thank you for sharing." And after you say, "Thank you for sharing," you'll probably notice there's a little gap in the thoughts, that there is a little space within your mind, a gap. Then this gap will probably be filled with another thought. So again, instead of getting locked into the thought, using your inner voice, simply say, "Thank you for sharing," and notice the space within your thinking. As you practice saying, "Thank you for sharing," you'll notice the space of no thinking within your mind. It feels as though there is nothing going on within your mind, that it is empty. Now you can choose to place your attention and awareness on the space within your mind, choosing to place your attention on the gap of no mind. If another thought comes up, then again say, "Thank you for sharing," and again rest in the space of no mind, placing your attention and awareness on the space within your mind, allowing the space between thoughts to become longer, placing your attention on the space of no mind, being in no mind. It is okay not to think. As you open your eyes, start to become aware of your surroundings. Again, if thoughts come up around what you are seeing, simply say, "Thank you for sharing," and again go into the space of no mind, placing your attention on the gap, on the space within your mind. If you're in a state of no mind, you'll probably notice that you're more aware, more present to the present moment, to what is around you, being with what you are being with in a state of no mind. Almost like the present moment becomes longer, like your view of reality is slowed down. I like to call this way of being as being in innocence. The reason is because this is how infants and young toddlers view the world. There is not much going through their mind. They're in a state of innocence and are simply being with what it is they are being with, in a being relationship with their immediate environment. And you can tap into this state of innocence at any time, simply by placing your awareness, your attention, on the gap between your thoughts. It is in this space where the magic happens, in the state of innocence. No matter what is happening in life around you, this space of no mind is always present. It's just a matter of shifting your focus from thinking onto no mind. This will naturally make you drop more into the present moment. The other way the mind takes us away from being with what is through labels. For example, if you look at a tree, the labels you give to parts of the tree will be tree, leaves, bark, roots, brown, sap, branches, flowers, seeds, trunk, etc. However, if you close your eyes, enter the state of no mind by placing your attention on the gap, and then consciously let go of labels, an extraordinary thing starts to happen. By letting go of labels, you can simply be with what it is there to be with. For example, if you hold a stick in your hand and look at the stick, then you'd usually be with the labels of the stick, such as brown, hard, light, stick, wood, flexible, etc. However, if you let go of these labels in a state of no mind, then you can experience what it is like to simply be with the stick, and the word stick being just another label. When you let go of labels, you'll probably notice and see a lot more detail within the elements of nature in front of you. You'll probably pick up a lot more of the little details. Perhaps that it feels like you are seeing these elements for the first time, and you can spend a lot of time simply being with the element in your hands. This is how it is to be with nature. Being with what it is you're being with, in a state of innocence. This is when the usual state of ordinary reality starts to slow down, when the present moment starts to become longer, when time starts to expand and you start feeling there is no separation between yourself and another being. You'll probably also start to see that what blocks being in the present is because of the noise within your mind. And you will also probably start to see that this way of being is always there and always just waiting for you to tap into again. This space of being with is a powerful way to enter your heart walk. You'll pick up a lot more detail in the messages that nature is wanting to tell you. You'll start to notice you can see your entire life within a leaf, and the word leaf being yet another label.